drinking bros. Put down the water and grab a fucking drink.
Yeah.
Woo! 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 Yeah. Oh my gosh. Don't turn off the podcast, you guys. It's me.
Yeah, it is.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
the guys are so busy.
Well, look, here's the thing. We don't typically do this. As all of you know, we're doing Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays now. This is what I like to call an election day surprise.
Ooh.
Yeah. What's that surprise, you ask?
What is it?
We have the one and only Ruggish Thuggish Ken Bone on the show tonight.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I love him so much.
I know.
Huge fan.
Obviously dressed up as him from Halloween.
I'm nervous.
I was nervous talking to him.
Yeah.
Oddly enough, I was nervous talking to him. I was like, oh my gosh. So we got him to call in. He called into the show, wanted to be on. Big fan. And we're a big fan of him. The beauty of it is, and I'm gonna cock tease this till after the sponsors.
Okay.
The beauty of this is he was calling me from his car.
Oh God.
At 6 o'clock on a Friday.
I love him.
On his way to work.
I love him.
At a power plant.
Oh.
Yeah.
God.
Yeah. Yeah. And he's like,
when we say salt of the earth, I mean
salt of the earth.
This
yeah.
guy. I love him.
Love the guy. Him. Anyways, we had a really fun, interesting conversation. He was just a really cool fucking dude who's self-aware and gets it. Like, he's awesome. Awesome. So stay tuned after that. And with that, we'll dive into the sponsors so we can get to Ken Bone, Bone, Biggie Bone, Bone. First up, we got a little company called Havenlock. .com. Let me ask you. You feel safe with me, right?
Yeah. I think you're big enough.
Yeah,
I think you're big enough.
Yeah, I'm a big boy.
Yeah.
Lot of meat on these bones.
Not like that. You're a larger gentleman.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm running 6'3" hundo.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
But I still like to have extra safety. You know what I'm saying? We still keep the doors locked at night.
Yeah.
And we keep them locked with the Haven Lock.
Mm-hmm.
For those of you who are new to the show, it takes on average about 3 kicks to kick down your front door. With a Haven Lock, it takes more than 50 fucking kicks.
That is crazy.
Yeah. You know who'd still be alive today if they had Haven Lock on? Nicole Brown Simpson. R.I.P.
Havenlock. Sorry.
Yeah, just gonna put that out there. Go to havenlock.com, HAVENLOCK.com. Grab yourself a Haven mech. They go right in the door, front or back. Keep your whole fucking family safe. They're veteran owned. Type in the promo code Drinking Bros. You get 20% off the lock. The lock's only like $99.
And
it lasts forever. Like it's almost like we're stealing locks from them.
Yeah.
Next up. Oh, you know I'm drinking it tonight.
Oh my God, it's coursing through your veins.
It's ripping through my body like fucking Taco Tuesday in Tijuana.
What is it?
Like street meats.
What is it?
You know it's a little Strike Force energy. It's the tastiest, tiniest little energy drink in a little tin pouch. Kick the can. You don't need it anymore.
Yeah, put down the can and do not pick it up again.
Yeah, yeah. Put it down. Actually, send it to somebody. If you got an energy drink in your fridge, what I want you to do is rip that out of the fridge, send it to a stranger, or just give it away to a homeless person. You don't need that anymore.
Yeah, that's a good advice.
Yeah. You go to StrikeForceEnergy.com. The energy drink goes in waters, beers, liquors, you name it. You can sprinkle it in there and it'll keep your juices going all goddamn day. We have a subscription on it. We also got the bottles at the house. The 750s with 100 squirts.
We're running out.
Damn
to be
it.
Honest. We
so
are a Strike Force family.
I
put it in the bottles. I put it in that damn baby's bottle.
Yeah.
You know, get him going in the morning.
Get him all jacked
so
up.
We're running low. I don't know who do we talk to about that.
Well, we'll put a phone call in to Bruce Schley and the boys over there and Sean Mattson. Look, go to strikeforceenergy.com, type in the promo code Drinking Bros. You get 20% off of all your orders fucking forever there. It's amazing. And they ship everywhere in the entire world.
Oh, sweet.
Look at that. Look at that.
Wherever we are.
Where's the furthest country you've been to?
The furthest?
Yeah, in your life.
Probably England.
England.
That's the furthest.
Cool. You know where they ship? Strikeforce? They ship to England.
Stop it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why would they do
that? Give a fake British accent real quick.
Oi.
Ah, perfect.
Oi. Will we have some strike fools?
You know what? That sounds more Australian, but guess what? They ship it there too.
Okay.
Next up on the show, we got a little TartarusOrdnance.com. All your home defense ammunition needs are at TartarusOrdnance.com. That's TartarusOrdnance. All your home defense ammunition. Just the tier. I wish a motherfucker would, dude. Guess what? Let's say you got a Lou Ferrigno looking motherfucker who kicks through your door.
Going to steal your stuff.
Yeah. Let's say he gets through on kick 51, right? You got the Haven lock. What are you waiting for on the other side with him? A little Tartarus to blow that fucking leg clean off his body. I'm talking like,
beat him.
Yeah, I want to see a leg blown off like in A Time to Kill.
Oh God.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah. Sure. Great.
A Time to Kill. When Chris Cooper got his
fucking.
Yeah. You know how I remember that, by the way?
I don't know.
This is such a great story. And I'm going to,
I know you're a lover of everything McConaughey, but
I am. I am. Yeah. I was at a, when I first moved to LA, I was a bartender at Staples Center. And then I did these like private parties for, celebrities and shit. And,
classic tale.
So there was a dinner party for, and I used to work these very small dinner parties. There was like, you know, maybe 15 people, all close friends. And it was Samuel Jackson. So Samuel S. Jackson, his agent was having a dinner party.
Yeah.
And
of course.
And so great guy, brought his wife. And so he leans over to his agent and he was like, he was like, oh, who else is coming tonight? Because the agent would sometimes invite like cool, eclectic actors who they thought would get along or maybe work with in future movies or whatever.
Yeah.
And American Beauty had just come out.
You know my fave.
Exactly. So the agent leans over and he goes, mm-hmm. Oh, well, we got so-and-so. And he goes, and we got Chris Cooper coming over. And he goes,
there's no one
Samuel, better. Wait, but here's the best ever answer in the world. So Samuel Jackson goes, just stops him and he goes, Chris Cooper? Holy shit. I blew his motherfucking leg off in A Time to Kill.
Oh, man.
So to this day, whenever I either hear the name Chris Cooper or see Samuel Jackson, all I keep thinking of is that look of shock. Man, I blew his motherfucking leg off in A Time to Kill.
I love that.
It was so great. And it was like your classic like Samuel L. Jackson voice, like the whole fucking thing. Like it was awesome. I died laughing. Like I went around the corner and just started dying laughing. But regardless, if you want to blow a motherfucker's leg off, go to TartarusOrdnance.com, TartarusOrdnance.com for all your home defense ammunition needs. Type in the promo code Drinking Bros. You get 10% off, including all you tactical classes out there. If you're teaching a tactical class and you need 50,000 rounds and some shit, you still get the 10% off. I don't know how Kenny Gunter and the boys do that. Because that's a big discount, and especially they're selling firearms. So
yeah,
they're dealing arms now, and that includes the weapons. You get 10% off. Next up, we got warfightertobacco.com.
Boom, bang, boom, bang.
Yeah, love Warfighter Tobacco, the finest cigars in all the goddamn land. They're 100% combat veteran owned. Yeah, you haven't been on the show since, but Rocco just became a partner.
That's that makes so much sense.
So much sense, right? So much sense. It's a perfect fit.
He absolutely should. Yeah.
It's a perfect fit.
Yeah, I love that.
It's a nice little pickle in that jar.
I love. You know, there's a top for every pot.
Yeah, there really is.
There really is.
So go to warfightertobacco.com for the finest cigars in the land. Real men smoke cigars. They don't smoke fucking hookahs. They're made with Cuban seeds, hand rolled in the Dominican Republic. I've had them. They've got special Drinking Bros cigars. So it's got our logo on the cigar. They're incredible. Love Scott Jansen and the boys from warfightertobacco.com. Couldn't be any more happier for Rocco. Type in the promo code Drinking Bro to get 10% off all your cigar needs.
I mean, pr- pretty good deal.
Pretty good deal. Last but not least, we got the finest novel ever written in the history of the world and or the United States.
That is a fact written in history.
Yeah. At Night She Cries While He Rides His Steed, a romance novel for dudes. Yeah. look, if you like Blazing Saddles, if you like Range 15, and if you like guns, killing people, fucking sex,
like
drugs, orgies,
awesome, yeah.
If you like anything awesome in this world,
yeah,
boom,
yeah,
get the fucking.
If you're not dumb,
get this book.
Yeah,
it's the greatest thing ever. Get the audiobook. We do the audiobook. It's the greatest thing of all time.
It's very different. It's like
it's
no
the best
because
a team of
audiobooks.
Actors have done it. Yeah, everybody says the same thing. Like after they're like, "Holy shit, that's the greatest fucking thing of all time." I was like, "Well,
awesome.
I hired a goddamn team of actors, so it better be the best audiobook of all time."
It was fun. It was fun.
So go and get that. It's in bookstores everywhere. It's even on Walmart.com, finally. It's not in the stores yet, but we bitched enough. Now it's on Walmart.com. It's and on Amazon. You can get all the shit there. All right. That was a beautiful, beautiful little tease.
Oh, God.
I gave it the beginning for Mr. Kenneth. Bone. So let's dive into it. Ladies and gentlemen, kids of all ages, Kenneth Biggity Bone called into the show. Here is the interview with Ken Bone. Hello.
Hey, it's Ken Bone. How you doing?
Ken, how are you, man? It's Ross Patterson.
Doing real well.
Hey, thank you for being on the show. We're all set up. If you're ready to talk, if that's okay with you.
Yeah, let's do it. I'm driving into work right now.
Fantastic. Where do you work at?
Work at a power plant in Southern Illinois. I'm a control room operator.
You're kidding. Where at in Illinois?
It's pretty near Sparta, if you know where that is.
You know, I was born in Peoria, Illinois, actually.
Okay, yeah, that's probably 3 hours to the north, maybe a little more.
Yeah, yeah. So I've driven all through Illinois. Are you a Cubs fan, or do you go St. Louis?
You can see the arch from my house. We're Cardinals people, but it's a friendly rivalry. You can celebrate each other's success.
Yeah, absolutely. I think everybody was happy for that Cubs win the other night.
Yeah, some were more happier than others, I think.
Of course. Well, thanks for being here. You probably don't know this, but I was actually you for Halloween this year.
That's fantastic. I bet you look great.
I did. I had a great time. And you know what I was surprised about is how many people stopped me and wanted to take pictures. Everybody knows who you are.
Yeah, that's the weird part. I have to have been in 2,000 pictures by now, which makes my grandma furious because I hate having my picture taken. I don't even like her to take my picture on Christmas and stuff when we're over there.
Really?
But people just want to do it and it makes them smile, so whatever.
Yeah, I was probably stopped about 100 times on Halloween. Everybody wanted to take a picture with Ken Bone.
Nice.
Yeah. So let me ask you this, the question on everybody's mind with the election, close to 3 days away now, is have you made up your mind yet?
Yeah, I have. I'm not telling anybody who I'm going to vote for because then I lose my platform of just telling people to go out and vote. So I've been like the nonpartisan guy just talking about voter participation and I don't want that part to go away.
I gotcha. Yeah, I'm in North Carolina right now, and which you know is a pretty big swing state. And I've tried to stay objective and try to get to know both candidates. I'm going to see Trump speak tomorrow, so we'll see how that goes. But I won't pry on you anymore for an answer on that.
Cool.
Yeah, and I kind of wanted to talk a little bit about your background. I read that you were in a drummer for a Christian rock band. Is that true?
Yeah, we did. We did classic rock stuff when we'd get together and just jam, or if we'd go someplace. But we played for our church and for our church's youth group also. I was just at a radio station in Memphis, Tennessee this morning doing an event for their morning show, Rock 103 in Memphis, and we did... We had me sitting in on the drums for some Van Halen songs. It was wild.
Oh, that's fantastic. What would you play this morning?
We did Ain't Talking About Love. I think that was the only one I did before I had to go catch a plane, but they did a few others.
That's amazing. Is it surreal going back to work at a power plant after all of this, you know, seemingly overnight fame?
Yeah, I mean, I like my job and I like the people I work with, so it's not too bad. I have used up all my vacation days for the rest of the year, though, so got to keep the mortgage somehow.
Yeah, I hear you. But, you know, you're playing Van Halen songs on a morning show in Memphis. Now you're on your way to work at a power plant right now. What do your friends ask you when you get to work what you did today?
I don't know. I'll probably tell them the whole saga of, you know, the last couple days and missed flights and bomb threats and radio shows, all kinds of stuff. Everything you can think of, I've been doing.
What's the craziest thing that's happened to you since all this has happened, you think?
Well, the funnest thing was probably when a guy stops his car in the middle of a busy street in St. Louis, like not even at an intersection, runs across three lanes of traffic to have his picture taken with me while I'm screaming at him, please, no, I'll wait, please, don't. I could have sworn he was going to get killed. The weirdest thing wasn't really fun. I had my local police out the other night with five officers with assault rifles, had to sweep my house for home invaders and explosives because somebody thought it'd be funny to call in a bomb threat to 911 with my address.
Oh, man, you're kidding.
No, that's the prank that weird people on the internet do now. I don't know if they don't realize or if they don't care that's like a felony.
Yeah, you know, out in L.A., I lived in Los Angeles for 16 years. I'm in the entertainment industry. A lot of that was the thing of calling celebrities and then, blasting their house with the SWAT teams. So they would call in SWAT teams on their houses, squatters and things like that. It's a weird phenomenon. So I guess in a strange way, it kind of says you've made it, Ken. You're pretty famous at this point.
I guess. If only I was rich, too, then I'd really be set.
Yeah. Has a lot of money been coming in? I saw the iZod commercial. Have you been getting some decent change out of any of this?
Yeah, you know, I've made some money. 10% of all the money I make goes to the St. Patrick Center for the Homeless. And it's not an insignificant amount. It's, you know, equivalent to what I make in a year or 18 months or so for the last 4 weeks of work, which is awesome. But it's not as much as the internet seems to think. Everybody keeps asking me if I'm going to retire. I'm like, well, if you think you can retire on a year's salary, you've got another thing coming.
It's crazy what people assume, right? You're like, look, this isn't going to stretch out the rest of my life. Ken Bone's got a lot of living to do.
Yeah, you see people on TV and kind of the natural inclination is to think they're a millionaire. I was probably guilty of it before, but that is not the case.
No, it's not. It is definitely not the case. So what does the future look like for Ken Bone after this?
Well, I'm going to New York to help cover the election on Tuesday after I vote in on Tuesday morning. I'm going to get on a plane, head out to New York City, and then I don't know. After the election's over, I can't imagine people are still going to want to talk to me about it. So I think that normal life gets back on track at that point.
Or it could get even crazier. Let's say Trump wins, and let's say you do end up voting Trump. You could be in high demand after that because I don't think that circus is going to die down anytime soon if he wins.
Well, you never know. I mean, I keep an open mind, and as long as media outlets keep calling me and wanting me to do stuff, I think it's fun, so I'll do it. But I'm not going to call anybody back and be like, please put me back on the air. I miss it so much. And, you know, when it's done.
Right. Look, you could end up on Dancing with the Stars.
I can't dance. I don't know. If there's a big payday involved, maybe I try to make a go of it.
It's pretty lucrative. Our guest yesterday was Alex Scarlatos, the guy from the Paris train attack. And he ended up on Dancing with the Stars. So he did pretty well financially off of it.
Oh, man, I don't know if my wife would like it very much. All those professional dancers are awful pretty.
They are pretty. Well, hey, by the way, what was the name of your Christian rock band?
At first we were called the Doughboys until we found out that was taken. And then later we were called Broken Vessel.
Broken Vessel, okay. Any inspiration for those two names, the Doughboys or Broken Vessel?
The Doughboys, I think it was just because me and the guitar player were both kind of pudgy, and we thought it was funny. And we had like a little Pillsbury Doughboy plushy doll that we hung from one of the cymbal stands. And then Broken Vessel, there used to be a big Christian band called Jars of Clay, and we had kind of a similar sound at one point. So our name was kind of a takeoff from them.
Okay. All right. I like it. Well, Ken, I don't want to take up too much of your time. I know you're heading into work, but I really enjoyed your Reddit AMA the other day, by the way.
That was a lot of fun. I mean, I had a blast. I'm still answering questions on it. If your listeners have any questions, post them on there. I'll try to get it to them.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's fantastic. And last but not least, I know you kind of took some heat from it from some previous comments made. I don't understand that at all. What was your reaction to it?
Well, if you go through my whole Reddit history of close to 2 years now, there's going to be a couple of jokes that didn't land or some comments that were maybe too off color. And yeah, maybe I'm not proud of it, but I mean, it's the internet. There's bad stuff out there. And if that's the worst thing you've got on me right now, I must be a pretty decent guy.
Yeah, that's what I said. I read the comments and it was like, look, Jennifer Lawrence's nudes were spectacular. That's a universal thumbs up across the board. Nobody cares about that. The Trayvon Martin thing, you didn't say anything negative against that. So I don't understand. I think people want to build people up and tear them down really quickly. But us on the show, we think you're a great guy. We appreciate you stopping by and, look, continued success. I hope this wave keeps going for you, Ken.
Well, I'll keep going as long as people want me to go, I guess. Well, I appreciate you having me on.
Absolutely. And I don't know how long you're in New York City for, but we get there Wednesday, assuming, you know, our flight gets in the afternoon. We're assuming either Hillary or Trump is going to, you know, have their acceptance there, so to speak. So if we run into you, we'd love to buy you a drink.
That sounds great. I don't know when I'm leaving. It's up to the folks that are flying me out there. So I guess we'll figure it out.
All right, perfect. Maybe we'll hit you up in town and we'll take you for drinks. Thanks for being on the show, Ken.
Yeah, anybody that wants to take me anywhere for drinks is okay in my book, so thanks a lot.
Absolutely. I hope to see you next week.
Absolutely, you bet.
All right, thanks, Ken, and have a great night at work.
I'll do my best.
All right. Man, how cool was that?
That was awesome. He really lived up to it. You know, they say don't meet your heroes.
Yeah.
He lived up to it. He lived up to it. How awesome was he?
Yeah. Not look, a lot of people out there, not all heroes wear capes.
You know and all of those things. Yeah.
So he not only lived up to the expectations.
Yeah.
He way over delivered on that.
Yeah.
Ken Bone's fucking rad. We're gonna try to get beers with him.
Try to get beers with him in New York.
So.
I want to know.
Matt and I will be there.
If that's really how he is, where he's really just like, hey, you know, I don't think I've ever heard anyone that's just so level headed about a crazy amount of fame coming your way.
Yeah, and he's still on his way to the power plant.
Still on his way to the power plant. Still donating, what was it, 10%?
10% of his salary.
Of everything
salary
that
for,
he's making.
Yeah, to charity. Like, we need more Ken Bones in this world.
We need more Ken Bones.
You know?
And why is that so weird? Like, why is someone that's just, like, a genuinely, like, you know, great person that doesn't let anything go to their head? Like, why is that so weird? It just seemed very...
I just... In this day and age, like... With fame and like especially instant fame like that, where it's like, I think people take it too seriously. Where they really start to believe like, oh, I am important. I did something important, you know. Like, and with this, you know, I remember when it happened. I don't want to say I'm the first to do it because I don't, you know, I don't. I will never have that answer.
Well, when you jumped up, we were watching the debate.
And I saw him on screen and
we just saw the name
and I paused it. Right. I didn't even, but here's the thing. I didn't even listen to his question.
No.
I popped up and immediately took a picture and posted on Twitter,
and we were just like, this
Facebook,
guy
everywhere.
Is awesome.
Yeah. And then, then I started, as soon as I posted it, all of my personal friends from like college and stuff like that were texting me.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, I just saw that guy. I fucking love that guy. Yeah. Like, who is this guy?
It was weird. It was like everyone at one time just like, well, you maybe. Are you saying you started it? Anyway.
I'm not. But I don't know.
But it felt like everyone at one point was just like in this madness, in this election madness.
It felt like I was. I'll put it this way. It felt like I was first because it wasn't trending or anything. Like, no. It wasn't on. And I was like, oh. But after
I
posted
the
picture.
And I think it was like the exact picture that you took is what it felt like. Because you took it from your phone.
I did.
And then it seemed like that was
it just kind of spiraled out of there. But who really knows? Like, because maybe, you know, people were late. They were Instagramming or whatever the fuck they were, you know, putting filters on it. But like, so you're late on shit like that. Like, who knows? Either way, obviously I wasn't the only one. And it became this, you know, worldwide sensation. He's doing all this shit. Like, I mean, dude, he's still doing stuff now. And
it's not just that he's fascinating. It's like, how everyone responded to him was fascinating at one time where it was just like,
yes,
he just asked a question and he was just a guy. His name was kind of funny.
Yeah.
But the internet can take you in really weird ways just from your picture. Just, yeah, you know, what I mean?
Like, they called a fucking bomb threat to his house. Like,
yeah. I was like, damn it.
That's terrible.
I know.
He's the nicest guy in
the
world.
Nothing bad needs to. Yeah.
What
so
the fuck?
There could have been horrible memes. Had he not maybe come out. Who knows, like, what people could have done with that, his persona.
Not only that, but, like, for him to, tonight, for example, is a perfect example. To take time out of, hey, I've got a 20-minute commute to work.
Yeah, I'll fit you in.
Yeah, yeah. I'll call you on the way to work. Is that okay? Yeah, that's amazing. Holy shit. Like,
and he's a fan of the show, so it was like,
we didn't pay him. Yeah, no. He was just a fan, and like, yeah.
And he was cool. He wasn't like, oh my gosh, it was like, he was just like, hey, man. Like,
huge supporter of the military. He was fantastic. So I got a chance to chat with him a couple minutes before, you know, going on the air. And it's amazing. Amazing. So to Ken Bone, we really appreciate having you on.
You inspire us.
To me, it was a case of art imitating life, having been him on Halloween. And then, you know, you were with me, obviously. Like, I got stopped every fucking 5 feet by somebody wanting to take a picture, and I'm not Ken Bone.
They were treating you. That was what was weird. Were literally treating you like you were Ken Bone.
You
would walk by and people were like, oh my god,
Ken Bone.
They would say it like,
yeah, and I want a picture.
They were happy.
I took pictures with a bachelorette party, like,
oh god,
all of that shit.
They literally were just like, it's Ken Bone. I think maybe a couple people in their drunken state thought that Ken Bone was in Wilmington hanging out.
Yeah.
It was like that. And I was Barb from Stranger Things. I thought I was killing
your costume, you crushed the game.
I thought I was crushing it. But Ken Bone, when you go out with Ken Bone, it doesn't matter what you're dressed like.
No.
You're not getting any attention.
I knocked my Ken Bone costume out of the park. We put it up on the Drinking Bros podcast Facebook fan page. And
it was awesome.
I murdered that. Yeah. Murdered the Ken Bone. Yeah. It was pretty surreal to go from 3 days ago and then just talking to him now. It was really, really fucking cool. But it got me thinking because I did a little research on him before we started talking, and you want to try to get the vibe from people of whether or not, like you said, they are going to be cool or they are going to be, you know, have this huge head or be weird or whatever. Mm-hmm. And it was just like, all right, cool. Luckily, he turned out to be cool and all that shit. But a lot of cases, it's gone bad.
No.
There's a lot of fucking weird celebrity.
Do you think it's true that it brings
famous
out
people on the internet? But like, you never know. I think, yes.
Do you think it brings out who you really are?
Yes. What the old saying goes is fame brings out the truth in people.
Right.
So if you were a shitty person before you're famous, you're gonna be shitty afterwards. Probably even worse.
Yeah. Especially with 15 minutes of fame, like that's the worst. Probably
15 minutes. In Ken's case, after talking to him, 15 minutes can be tragic for some people.
Yeah.
But in his case, it's not. It's a great moment in time, and somebody like him gets to experience it, and he gets to do all this cool shit. And he's amped about it. But a lot of people's 15 minutes, when they just keep trying to stretch it out, we're just like, oh my God.
And they keep trying to do other things to like make it like weirdly controversial stuff to keep it going.
Like remember when Paul Walker faked that car accident and they were just like, come on. Oh, wait, I'm sorry about that. Wait, was that real?
No, but
we'll go there with some of them. Like, you know, I remember, you know, you take, what was it, Antoine, the black guy.
And, oh, my God.
Yeah. Remember who gave that interview? And then they made a song that sold like a fucking million downloads on.
Just a random. Going for it. He's actually a.
What was his transitioning
now, or he's trying to become a woman?
I think everybody is right now. That's super trendy.
But
look, even the opening of Kimmy Schmidt is essentially based on.
It's exactly that.
Based on that, you have remember the beautiful prisoner.
Oh my gosh, that gorgeous prisoner.
Yeah, like, the light skinned black guy with the piercing blue eyes, and it was like, oh my God, the gorgeous prisoner.
The gorgeous prisoner.
Yeah,
it was so stupid. I was so confused by that shit.
It's crazy.
It's a confusing feeling.
It's crazy. You know, you have.
Do you remember?
Gangnam style guy. I wonder what his situation is like in real life, because he seems like he would be kind of a dick.
I think he's still kind of killing it, like back home. I don't know where he's from.
He put out another video that was a few more videos that did really well. So like back home, and I think what South Korea, or I think he lives in South Korea.
He was already a
legend anyway. Yeah. So like this just increased it worldwide. Then you have that fucking clock boy.
Trying to make the bomb.
Oh God, I hate that fucking kid. Him and his whole bullshit family.
How dare you?
God.
How dare you take him out of? Yeah,
fuck him. That fucking terrorist motherfucker. And then suing the.
You were actually at the time really pissed off. I remember.
Yeah, well,
we were just like God damn it.
We all hated him. Me and Jared in particular. We talked about it on the show. I still hate that motherfucker. Now he's suing the school for $15 million. This prince in Saudi Arabia moved him and his family over there, and then they just moved back. Like once the lawsuit went final, like fuck him. Way to use America for your own fucking gains, you little terrorist cocksucker.
You remember Friday Girl?
Oh yeah. Rebecca Black.
What did her dad bought her that video or basic bought her a music video for like some Jewish birthday or whatever it is, I forget.
Bought her music video, and it's a whole company that does those videos now. I'm trying to think of the recent one is Chinese food. I love Chinese food. Yay, you know that I do.
And that was a bar mitzvah by
it appeared to be like this same thing, like a different girl.
Oh God,
singing about her love for Chinese food.
Hey man,
and that blew up as well. You got you know, the crying Jordan pic. Never that one never got me. Still doesn't, the crying Jordan picture on the internet. Doesn't get me.
You don't go there with
Jordan
it?
Was famous though, and like he hasn't said shit about it. Oh fuck, Susan Boyle. Like there's
oh god.
Yeah, there was.
Did she die?
No. I heard she got thin, super thin, somebody said.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's like, you know, these people, they have this moment and they have this thing, and then suddenly they have like kind of a platform and you're like, holy shit, what the fuck?
And it's one of those things that you can't make it happen. You know what I mean? Those people like try and make.
Yeah.
You know, it's like giving yourself a nickname, right?
Exactly.
You can never give yourself a nickname. So it's like, you never know. Like Ken Bone wasn't like, oh, I'm going to wear this sweater. You don't know.
No, you didn't know.
The internet decides what they're going to make a thing.
Yeah, and then you have no. And like I told him in the interview, like you know, they immediately try to tear him down from those Reddit questions, and it was just like he said nothing wrong.
I loved when he was like, "If that's all they have on me, I'm good.
Like, I'm good on life."
You're trying to dig up dirt on Ken Bone.
It's ridiculous.
Thanks, but I'm good.
Yeah, not only that, but like
Christian rock band drummer
who, and the fact that these news outlets spend the time and energy to fucking find shit like that where you're
stupid.
Just like on Ken Bone, like come on,
3 days before the, you know, it's like come
God.
On come on,
it's like find something else. Figure it out.
Yeah.
Figure the fuck out. yeah. Find a new job. Like, if that's what you're doing, is like, oh God, I'm gonna find someone on Ken Bone. I'll show him.
Do you remember Harambe? Remember that old?
Never heard of him.
Yeah,
never,
the internet never, decides. Yeah, the yeah. internet decides. It's not a never heard of him. Don't ever want to get
another meme of Harambe. I wanna believe that I ended that with my song. Like, that was the last big Harambe push.
It
and
felt
then,
like the end.
And then that
it
was
felt
it.
Felt like I, you
well,
were
I mean,
saying
I maxed
goodbye.
It. Yeah.
It felt like a nice goodbye.
It was definitely a love letter to the Harambe fad for me, where I was like, all right, I'm good after this.
Yeah.
Like, I paid my respects.
Yeah.
Like a gentleman.
Yeah. Yes.
But I'm good after this.
Yeah.
Like, I've had enough.
Goodbye. Goodbye, sweet prince.
Goodbye, sweet prince.
Yes, I think is what that was.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but no, we enjoyed Ken Bone, and it was a fun time talking to him, but I'm glad he came on the show.
Yeah, and refreshing.
Yeah,
and I love them.
A little election day surprise.
A little surprise.
Yeah, you voted this morning, didn't you?
I did.
Yeah,
I did.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah. I'm not going to. Not going to say.
Sure, sure.
I'm going to
you voted
Ken
for Trump.
This.
It's fine.
No, I voted for Ken Bone.
it was a write-in. It was a write-in for KBZ.
I wanted to. I was like, you know what? Why don't we have someone like fucking Ken Bone?
Yeah. Lines were long.
Yes. Yes.
So it's going to be a fun one to watch this unfold the rest of the day. We'll see what happens.
Yeah. You guys have already talked about it, but that people... How weird it is that people ask you who you're voting for.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Was that always
a
thing?
Yeah. And
am
you,
I crazy?
You know, we got invited by the by the Trumps for the that thing on Saturday. And there
oh,
was,
that little thing.
Yeah, and there was well, look, it's the second time now. Like, you know?
Yeah, but it's kind of a big deal.
Yeah, it's a big, super big deal. It's great. It was a blast and all that shit. But you know, I guess we could talk like on the Instagram. You know, when I post shit about Trump, like,
okay,
people going back and forth of like, what a shame, I used to like you, you know.
Yeah, like, are they gonna, like, they'll unfollow you and stuff.
I don't care.
It's, I know you don't care, but do you
like,
think that
yeah
that's...
why take the time to like,
was it like that with Obama? Was it like that with I don't,
no
you know what
it,
I mean?
It hasn't been like that with anybody else.
Nobody was like, oh, you're voting for Reagan.
Yeah.
I'm never talking to you
again.
I don't know.
I'll
like,
see
that's
you
what
in
it
hell
is. Like, that's what it is now. It's literally dividing.
I know.
Like friend groups.
Yeah.
And that's kind of why I don't say anything. I don't know. You know what I mean? But I don't want to say anything because it's a really dividing, polarizing election. And
I know
you guys have been over this, but it's really weird to me.
Yeah.
It
strange.
Feels really weird. When someone asks you who you're voting for, back in the day, it was like, oh, you know, that was a rude question.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
that
yeah,
was
yeah,
a rude
yeah.
thing to say, and now it's just like every other person is just asking you on the street. It's
I know.
Like, what are you?
I know.
Having for dinner.
And this is the first time I will say this: like, people are leading with politics talks. So where it was like, oh,
it's all over the all right. place.
Because we went to that thing, you know, and friends of ours who I didn't think were into politics or talked about, and they were immediately talking about it. I was like, whoa, shit. And then others who have been like privately, like, hey, man. I saw the fucking hat. Way to go.
Right.
Way to go, dude. I'm doing the same thing. I just don't want to talk about it.
Just don't want to say anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Especially in what we do, too. It's like you just, or what I do.
Yeah.
The entertainment, like you just can't. I mean, I love that you guys do, but like for me, I still.
Yeah, yeah, of
I
course. Of course.
Because you know I mean?
As an actress, you don't want to get blacklisted.
From
that type of shit.
I don't want to alienate anyone. Really.
No. And, you know, tonight's. There's to this point tonight in Hollywood, there is a shit ton of parties. People throw a lot of parties. So Katzenberg has got a party.
Okay.
You know, one of the owners of DreamWorks.
Yeah.
You know, Shrek, all that shit.
Yeah.
Aaron Paul from Breaking Bad. I know. I love him too. And then he said, I will move to Canada. I will move if Trump gets elected. And that, like...
What did that make you think, though? Were you, like, bummed about him saying that? Or were you kind of like...
I don't really get too salty about that type of
shit.
Yeah,
who cares?
But when it's people like Lena Dunham,
Well, you don't like her anyway.
I hate her anyway.
So no matter what she says, let's be honest.
I hate her anyways. And then she came out with that rap song, you know, yesterday, the day before.
Yeah.
With the pantsuit about let's get rid of all white men and that'll solve the gender issue and the every. Yeah. And I'm just like, because she said she would move. And
she's not fucking moving.
She will. She will, because what I will do is we're gonna try, if everybody's in town, to have an election night recap, you know, after it's over.
Yeah, you for sure should.
After it's over with Matt and Evan and those guys, and if Trump does win tonight, I'm going to personally offer my services, as well as Matt has said so as well.
Okay.
We're gonna offer our services for her to move. So we'll
moving crew.
Absolutely.
Okay.
We will move. We will hand. She won't have to pay for it.
Right.
We will do money from the podcast. We'll go to help Lena Dunham move.
That's a great cause.
Yes.
That's a great cause.
Get her the fuck out of this country.
Oh, God, that's
who else? So there was a laundry list I read about today. It was in the Hollywood Reporter. It was Spike Lee. Spike Lee said he will move.
Okay. So all these people that are having parties, you're saying they're also saying they're going to move.
Yes. One of them was George Stephanopoulos' wife, who was Alexandra Wentworth.
Really?
Yes.
I love
she
her.
Said she was like, we're moving. We're moving to Australia. Mm. She was very specific. She said Australia.
Great.
Is it? I haven't been there.
Yeah.
I
mean, Australia. Whatever. It's just like,
I heard it's hot. A bunch of bugs.
Whatever. It's a beach. It's, you know,
yeah,
mild
look, if you're,
climate.
I will say this. If you're rich, a lot of people are going to New Zealand. Now, for the isolation factor of it.
Okay.
Yeah. It was this Chinese billionaire who just bought up a bunch of property. James Cameron bought up a bunch of property there. Like, they said it's beautiful, untouched land, and you are fucking unplugged from the rest of the world. So, yeah, that's maybe she'll
awful.
Go there.
Yeah.
Of course, you know, the guy who always claims to move and never does.
What?
Alec Baldwin.
Oh, God.
He's claimed that. I think this is his fifth election now in a row.
Oh, yeah.
Where if the Democratic Party doesn't win, he's threatened to move. Alec Baldwin's
he's
different.
He's threatened
for
a
me.
Lot of things.
Yeah.
To a lot of people.
And even his own daughter.
And his own daughter.
That ungrateful little pig,
yeah.
I believe is what he called her in
well,
that voicemail.
You know, we have kids, so now we have a kid now. You kind of get that message.
Yeah.
Don't you? It's I totally understand. It was like, that little fucking pig bitch.
Yeah, yeah.
Was not, you know,
and you have,
was going to hang out with them and then decided to be a little bitch and hang out with their friends or what, you know, and I get it.
Yeah.
I get it.
It's
tired of it.
It's one of those things with Alec Baldwin. I don't mind him saying it because he said it so many times and that guy has 9 lives. Because he'll just come back and do something awesome, like another movie later or a TV show where you're just like, ah, fuck. I forget that you're just kind of an asshole.
Yeah.
So him, he gets a pass. Lena Dunham, I'd like to help her move. Spike Lee, help him move.
yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
There's you know.
Aaron Paul, you might have to have a little sit down, take him out for drinks or
I know,
because
he's
just
so
be like,
cool. He's so cool.
Bro.
It's just,
yeah.
Look, emotions are hot. They're running hot right now. They're running heated over this thing.
They really are. Do they think that that's going to affect... like voters in any, but why
yes.
are you?
Celebrities
oh,
do.
Okay.
Celebrities do. And
so, who got together in the Illuminati and was like, "Listen, let's tell them that we're all going to move."
Well, I can tell you who got together in 2008. It was Oprah.
Okay.
So they had a power black meeting right before as Obama was running in the primaries. And he was starting to win and pull away.
Yeah,
they had a power black meeting of how do we get him elected? How do we pull our resources together? And it was at Quincy Jones's house. Quincy Jones like is infamous for like hooking everybody up of all time. I still want to read his fucking book, by the way.
Because
everybody I've ever talked to inside Hollywood is like, man, Quincy's got the craziest stories of all time. Because he puts people together and make shit happen.
Yeah.
So it was a dinner at Quincy Jones's. Oprah was there. I think Jay-Z was there.
Of course fucking Jay-Z was
yeah.
there. Why do you even have, why is there a question?
Tyler, I think Tyler Perry was there.
Again, you know Tyler.
So it was a
Spike Lee,
a meeting of the minds.
Yeah.
It was a meeting of the minds. They got together and they were like, "Great, how do we pull our resources and do this?" Same thing happened with this election. where all the media got together. So mm-hmm. it was Zuckerberg, Gates, all those guys, Bill Gates. They all got together and said, how do we stop Trump? Obviously, it was by diluting Facebook and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So it's possible. It's definitely possible. But I don't, the Illuminati has gotten together on this one as well.
Right.
They made it happen in 08. I don't know if we'll find out today if they make it happen on this or not. Because, you know, there's been a media blackout on the WikiLeaks and all that shit. So we'll see. We'll see.
God, Assange would love it if he affected this.
Oh, yeah.
He would
be great.
Just...
It'd be great. But me personally, like what I've enjoyed about the WikiLeaks and all that shit is, you know, you get an inside glimpse into Washington where you're like, how bad is it? How bad is it? How really fucking bad is it? And then
you think it's bad. Like, we know it's bad.
And I've gone through, you know, most of those emails. It's terrible. Like, it's horrible.
Okay.
The way they, like, I don't like Bernie Sanders. His policies. I think he's a good man. He's
right.
a decent man.
Yeah,
he was,
you can't say anything he was
running,
bad about
no,
him.
No, you can nobody can say anything bad about
yeah.
You can say I don't agree with socialism,
exactly.
but he seemed like a good man. A decent man who was trying
mm-hmm.
to do the right thing and what he believed in.
Mm-hmm.
He got fucked. Like on all these emails, he got fucked by everything. Like she got all the questions in advance. They attacked every single thing about him and it was all in these emails. And it was like, man, there was a good guy who was just trying to fight for a good cause and just got nuked.
Yeah.
By just filthy Washington.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying Trump's a great, great guy. Mm-hmm. I don't know what he's like behind closed doors.
Right.
You know, obviously we've had some conversations and all that shit, but who knows?
He just seems like a businessman to
yeah.
me and like everything that goes along with that. Sometimes you're a dick if things are going bad. Sometimes you're a great guy, but basically you're just fucking handling business. So.
Yeah, but she's, to me, she's a fucking criminal. So it's like, I have a hard time with it, but it's not going to change my view of Friends or whoever they vote for. I don't fucking care. Like, there's a ton of people on my Facebook that are voting for Hillary. And
did you see Susan Sarandon said she doesn't vote with her vagina?
Yeah, classic. She's going for Jill Stein.
Classic fucking Sarandon.
And you know the only
high as shit on CNN.
There's the craziest person in this election is Jill Stein.
She's not voting with her vagina.
Her
it's just a weird fucking thing to say. Anyways,
vagies. I think she wanted to make a point of like, hey. I'm a woman and I'm not voting for another woman just because I'm a woman. I'm going to make my own decisions and I'm not voting vagina on vagina, you know?
Yeah, I'm not going clam to clam.
Yeah, I'm not clamming up here.
I'm not going
yeah.
taco to taco.
We're not clam dicking, you know, out in this motherfucker. It'll be a fun one. It'll be a real interesting
what?
One.
The election?
Yeah.
It'll
yeah.
be
because we
don't
have
think
a.
I've heard
we have
it'll
a,
be a fun one.
No, it will
but,
to watch. Like I enjoy it. You know, we were together last time. We had a little party. I get to hop on a flight to New York the next day. I mean, we're still going to party, obviously, but
for sure,
I got to hop on a flight to New York the next day. But it's like a it. It has the same buildup as a game 7 to me of the Cubs the other night. Where
oh,
it's,
man, that was fucking awesome.
Fucking
but
awesome.
Anyway, yeah.
But that's the type of buildup that this has. And, you know, the first votes start coming in around 7 p.m. EST. And you're like, shit, this is going down.
Yeah, I think you'll know. That's the other thing. I think with this one, it's almost like.
I don't think you'll know until. I don't know if we'll know that.
You don't think you'll get a sense of it in the beginning?
You and I were together for the Romney thing. I remember we, you know, the first hour and a half, Romney was steamrolling. Yeah. And I was like, shit. And there were all his states. And all of a sudden, every other one went for Obama. And I was like, fuck. I didn't see that coming. All the polls were wrong. And it was a strange one. I was like, shit. And it kind of felt empty at the end of it because, you know, Obama won pretty handedly. And it was like, all right, night's over, whatever.
Yeah.
We wake up, tomorrow's the same day with whatever.
These
two.
Yeah.
These two.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying.
You're
man.
Waking
I'm
up
like...
tomorrow. You're waking up the next day and either Donald Trump is your president or somebody who's literally on the verge of indictment, you know,
Yeah, and then there's going to be some kind of recount, some kind of... I think if it's close, something will go down as far as like, you know, because they're already setting it up saying, you know, if she wins, it will be crooked. It will be criminally.
Yes.
We will have to look into this. So it's like they're already setting it up for if that does happen.
Yeah.
Some kind of... We're going into extra innings.
I would say this. Like I would have said before, maybe you could rig it. But I think now it's so out in the open, you have all this hacked shit that I think the danger of rigging it now is too high, where it's like, oh shit, somebody would hack in and find out what the real results were.
Here's the deal. She does what she has to.
Oh, I know.
Do.
I know.
So I do not put anything
past that campaign. I don't either. But tonight will be a fun one. We'll cook some food, have some drinks, and then
some pea skins.
Yeah.
Get you some pea skins.
I love a good pea skin.
You do love a crispy, crispy pea skin.
Yeah. Yeah.
You do like a really crispy.
A lot of sour cream on it.
Almost burnt. You like it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Near the edge.
Mm-hmm.
Near the edge of glory. really, really enjoyed that.
You're such a foodie. Stop it.
All right. And with that, we're gonna get to the drinking bro of the week.
Ooh.
I like that. What is that? Is that like a little Star Trek noise?
No, I think it's just like a sound, like a siren kind of. I'm working on it, but I think it's a siren.
Yeah. Nowhere near it.
No.
This drinking bro of the week comes from Joe Andriano. He says, "Hey fellas, please give a shout out to the two fallen Leos as DBs of the week from my hometown of Des Moines, Iowa." That's right. These are the guys
Leos
that got ambushed. Yeah. Leos. These are the guys that got ambushed. Not all the details are released as far as the motive, but seems to link the suspect to being removed from a high school football game a few weeks back. Jesus Christ, is that what we're down to? Man, it says Officer Justin Martin and Sergeant Anthony Bemenio. Man, rest in peace. That's God damn it, and two more got shot in the Bronx as well. So we gotta, again, we've said it 1,000 times and it never hurts to say it one more time. Gotta look out for our men and women in blue here, because this is fucking crazy. But to them and their family, we say cheers. Sorry for your loss.
Cheers. And cheers, you guys.
Happy election day, kids.
Happy election day. Thank you so much for having me on.
I know I joke
about all the emails flooding in, but I do get messages, a couple messages a day, and I love you guys and thank you so much.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
Yeah. Well, we love you, Jay Wiseman. Jesse Wiseman.
Well, hey, calm down. Calm down. I'm married.
Yeah. I'm married. Yeah. Good. I'll talk to your husband. All right. But thanks for tuning in.
Anyway, stop feeding Jared.
Happy election day, people. Go out and vote. It is important in this one, especially if you're in North Carolina, Florida, Pennsylvania, and Ohio. A lot of people are saying Nevada might be a swing state. So get the fuck out there
just
and vote.
Wherever you are. You're all a swing state. Make it happen.
Be a sweet drinking bro and broette. Care about America and go out and vote. We're going to leave you with... A little bone song, a little tribute
we've
to Ken Bone.
We've got to.
So we're gonna get out of here on a Bone Thugs and Harmony song for our boy Ken Bone. Thanks for calling in, Ken. We love you. Good night, everybody.
Struggling, hustling, thugging it forever. Endeavor. Got on. killing them soldiers, George. The daily collecting my lesson without any question, without any question, stressing, no resting. We journey this blessing, shifting the game, rearranging things. Cause once the world was breaking me down, mesmerized, controlled by the other side, like the devil was in my town, looking for me.
But it won't get me in time. Bonity like any rhyme, we rhyme. Better believe it's all a dime in your real life. We straight up soldiers, beneath them told you, we raw before we go rogue. And when we ride, then y'all, all of y'all, all of y'all.
You're my dogs, if you call or you fall, you depend on them with him, whatever that I will be there. Lean on me, but let us get rid of the enemy. One thing in a wild, wild. But if you think you can hang it,
I'm coming to my wedding. You can see that we are more than done. Just a little twist of harmony, but smoking lethal the warriors, warriors, warriors,
warriors. Fuckin' in the studio, y'all know we roll heavy to every time. We run by the beef in the warm light, but the beef in my eyes. I rise to the top of the game. No way did I have to run, no way did I have to turn. Sure, but a lot of beef in the warm light, but the money that I earn won't burn, so come again.
Better watch that all on the ground. This one's for me and my friends. We steadily rolling. I told you, keep bringing home platinum and gold ones. Pat, pat, put it all on the ground. Yeah, boom, yeah, we used to get down, get down. Put it on the ground, I get down.
Well, I must be down, so try. When I'm out, we ain't gon' get no. Sending on out of my window. A little easy, bless your soul. It's so cold, it's so cold. Little busy, got stress for the peeps, the streets. And none of these police, all these lonely. Still when I'm fucked up, no, no.
I'm coming to my wedding, you can see that we are more than done.
We're more than done, we're more than done, we're more than done.
With just a little twist of harmony, but smoking lethal warriors.
We're warriors, we're warriors, we're warriors, we're warriors.
It ain't no mystery to him, baby. I better put it in the Mercedes. Better rinse the scriptures. Sister, see me, I won't be ready. Say it again, and baby, double be up and get one for my friend. Twin, 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 baby, don't be on my feet to defeat. So who wanna bag, who wanna bag you, wanna bag you, wanna bag you. Got a bag so upset about it. Down to the niggas, down, down for the crowd. And my luck and tell dies. So pick up the puzzle and the pieces and put it together by love.
My Lord and Lord, maintain this heart, cause I'm a soldier at war. Cause everybody wanna try to bring up the devil in me, but the evil's embedded in me, keeps me at ease. Take note, oh, no, here it comes. Never them all coming to carry you.
Get caught in the mist when they pullin' the bangs out.
Show love,
let me put it into your tempo, like we'll let it bang out. Down
to my right, you can see that we are more than done.
More than done, more than done, more than done.
With just a little twist of harmony, but smoking lethal the warriors.
Only time we are more than
done.
With just a little twist of harmony,
come
but smoking lethal warriors.
We're warriors, we're warriors, we're warriors.
Now come into my world and
see the murder
of
more than
love.
These are the days of our lives.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.